This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado Democrats are proposing new rules around federal immigration operations in the state and how law enforcement cooperates with them. For the Colorado Capitol News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports they unveiled a set of bills yesterday at the state capitol.
One would ban state and local officers from wearing masks and would require them to display identification. It would also block former immigration agents from becoming certified as Colorado law enforcement. Representative Yara Zokai is sponsoring the measure.
We find it important to emphasize our law enforcement's responsibility and jurisdiction to uphold our laws.
Another bill would require that immigration detention centers pay for regular state health inspections. It would also require that subpoenas from immigration authorities be made public. A third bill would allow people to sue federal immigration officers in state court over alleged constitutional rights violations.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. Colorado parents will have access to new federally funded scholarship money next year to pay for private school tuition and potentially other costs. Jared Polis is the first Democratic governor to participate in the program created last summer by the Republican budget bill.
Obviously, I'm not somebody who supported H.R. 1. If I had been in Congress, I would have voted against it. It had a lot of bad things. This was not one of them. This is one that we can take advantage of.
Democrats are concerned the scholarship program will send taxpayer money to religious schools. Colorado wants the money to also be available to cover things like school fees, tutoring, and summer camp. And at the Winter Olympics in Italy, Vail skier Lindsey Vonn says she'll try to race this weekend despite a torn ACL. Read more at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.